Blog Talk Radio. Oh. rushing helter-skelter to destruction with their fingers in their ears. While the father's voice is calling with an urgency I've never heard before, won't you come in from the darkness now before it's time to finally close the door?
Stressed out, stress you out, but because he has something better for you in store. To fully experience God's promises of strength and guidance, you must learn to trust God. You have to be willing to wait on him. God's guidance and timing are perfect. He knows how to lead you, protect you, and empower you. So trust in your Heavenly Father today. Take the example David set and chose to wait on God. It isn't doing so that you experience victory. It's waiting on the Lord that you will mount up like wings, like eagles. So take time today to place your trust in God. Take time to encounter his love. Let his presence fill you with the longing and ability to wait on him. And live today in response to God's word by asking for and following the guidance of the Holy Spirit in your life. He has an incredible day in store for you. Simply wait and follow wherever the Spirit leads. So first, take time to receive God's presence. Let his presence lay a foundation for you to trust him. As you experience his presence, let his goodness remind you of his character as a good father. Secondly, now think about areas of your own life where you have a hard time waiting on God. Where do you lack patience? Where do you feel scared or lacking in trust? And thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to help you wait on him today. Ask him to help you trust and follow him wherever he would lead you. And following the leading of the Spirit is all about your willingness to wait and listen. And waiting and listening starts with encountering the nearness and goodness of your Heavenly Father. You aren't meant to trust in a distant God. You are created to know personally the reality of your God and his love for you. And place your trust in him as a response. So wait on God today. Grow in your willingness to follow him wherever he would lead you. The Holy Spirit has the perfect way to guide you. Simply open your heart to him and listen. So great is God's love for you that he promises to go before you in every situation. He promises to be your help and shield. So stay behind your God and experience renewed strength for every circumstance you come today. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 33. And I bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Okay. Well, let's play some more music here.
How about you?
I'm great.
Hello?
Jay, I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right, man. Yeah, you know, this coronavirus stuff, man, it's the news media is blowing it out of proportion. And it's so sad to watch the people that don't have faith in God go wild, you know.
Yeah, I know it's been happening down here.
Yeah. So what I've been doing is I've been praying here for people and been like, you know, a conversating with God, you know, that this stuff will go away soon, hopefully by April, you know?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I've been praying too. Okay. I've been praying for the coronavirus to pass over. Okay. And, okay, it's pretty bad. Okay, the way
yes,
people are acting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, people stocking up on toilet paper. Come on, that is ridiculous.
Well, I think they plan on selling it.
I know, right? Yeah, I seen. I was on eBay and I seen one of those hand sanitizers. A big old bottle that they sell at Walmart, you know, those brands from Walmart, for
$128.
That's
crazy.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Then they're
in the right mind would pay that.
And then they're bidding on some toilet paper that's going at 55 right now for four rolls. So, yeah, it's crazy, man.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know the saying in, they believe it's in Revelations, how it kind of goes along with this, where it talks about a day's, I don't know, like a week's wage would be for enough for a loaf of bread or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Say that? Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're getting there, but hopefully not, you know. Hopefully this stuff will just calm down. I've heard they got the cure, like, already, and they've used it in Italy, and it's worked, 40%. So hopefully we'll get that over here.
Yeah. I mean, well, right now, I mean, Italy is completely closed down. I mean,
yeah,
and nothing's going in, nothing's going out.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's how it's going to be over here. That's what Trump is thinking about, is closing the borders from Mexico.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cases in Mexico right now, too.
Oh, yeah, they got one in Juarez. They got the coronavirus there, so yeah. It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
But the good thing about this is that we're rethinking our strategies in trading now. So I know the Trump administration is talking to people from South America. So we might be getting new products from South America, made in Chile or something like that, instead of made in China, you know?
Oh, well, that would be interesting.
Yeah, because it's all along the same, you know, because we're all, we're all down the same road, you know what I'm saying? We're all connected, you know? So that's a good thing about that.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about stuff overseas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because who knows? Like the next thing will probably be worse, you know.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what's gonna? Well, I mean, we are in the end of days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I mean, okay. When you start seeing plagues. And this is what this coronavirus is a plague, okay?
Yeah. You know what they haven't said yet, but it's actually a bioweapon. So it's man-made. Scientists all around the world are saying that the coronavirus has a that it has some like synthetic like particles in it. So that means that it was man-made.
Well, I thought it was. I thought it was from. It came from eating bats.
No, that's not. No, that's not what it is. From what I'm hearing is under the Obama like administration, the CDC sold the coronavirus to like Wuhan over in China. And I guess China was trying to test it on their people there along with the 5G. And somehow it just escaped, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so okay. That's what they're not, like, telling you. You know? It's
wow.
Actually a bioweapon.
Well, it's doing a good job.
Yeah, like from what I've been hearing, this is more like a beta test, what they're trying to do with it, you know, to see how the public reacts. So, but hopefully this stuff will be gone by April, so.
Yeah, hopefully.
You don't have to worry about it. And what's cool, the borders are closed, so that means the people that are behind all this stuff, they can't escape. A lot of people are going to be arrested. And all thanks to the good Lord, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's bring on some more callers here, Beer Beanie. Okay?
All right.
Let's bring on some more callers. Okay, we got 404. Okay.
404.
Is that you, Pastor Wanda?
Yes, brother.
This is the day of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How you doing,
hey,
sister?
Brother.
How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is thy strength.
Amen.
Hi, how
Amen.
Everybody doing?
I haven't heard you in a long time.
You haven't. God been had me on that front last here, just right now. Speaking at some people out there going home to glory. They're doing the homeless, and I say stress. I went down for a minute. Couldn't speak for about 3 weeks, brother.
Wow.
Just been doing the will of God, trying to get the buildings, trying to help these homeless get off the street. Praying for many people, bringing them a home, because many, we had some that froze to death out here. Down in Atlanta when it was cold. Now we got this coronavirus, but I told them they're giving more authority to the virus instead of calling on Jesus, because he, and then with Psalm 91, when he's talking about, he said it's a noisy pestilence, you know, the pestilence,
yeah.
And it's man-made, yes it is, and it,
yep.
It comes, it's not, it's been out,
yep.
They just, it was out in 68, so God had me do a little research, so I went through all them symptoms, what they just had, everything they went, but they can't find nothing wrong with it, and, I went down, and I couldn't even speak. It got all the way in my throat, okay? But I don't have anything. So he got me
wow.
encouraging people. Coughing up, I could pull it out. I plead the blood of Jesus before I talk to you all about this in Revelation 12:11. I could pull the cold out my throat like a rubber band, okay?
Mm.
And fever, everything, but I went sick. This before it even came to what's going on now. It was like about a month ago. I'm talking about coughing the whole night, and, you know, and I said, God, only thing I can call out is Jesus. You understand?
Amen.
So as I called him out, I went to read, if you read Psalm 107, he had me reading Psalm 107 to my aunt that had mistreated me, and she was asking for forgiveness. And I finally got up. He gave me strength to get up and go over there. As I'm reading, something tried to take me out. I went down, but all is well. God is on his throne. He heard the cry of his servant, his friend. And now I'm back. And so I just got home about 5 hours ago. I've been trying to get in touch with Kenneth P. Somebody just stole my page. A lot of things have been going on. Satan has no authority, but I've just been praising God in the midst of the storm. Okay? And just like now, I told a lot of people, don't start just praying. You should have been praying a long time ago and asking God to give you discernment. God will give you discernment. And I looked at all the people with the foolishness, fighting over Tisha, acting. I just don't know what to say. They act like, now, if Jesus said he's coming today, you should have been prepared. And I've been telling people to read the word. You all, I'm not going to come on and take over the show because I don't want nobody to get mad like last night. But every spirit came at me to bring me down, but it makes me stronger because I'm not gonna argue. I'm not gonna go into debate. This is gospel to bring forth the truth, the knowledge to bring God's people, and it's for edifying for the hearers. Okay, that's why I click off the phone. My pastor, this is one of my pastors, but like I told him, you should have been reading the Bible and asking God a long time ago, show me where this came from. So God has been revealing a lot of things. He's been letting me sit outside and watch the birds and all kinds of things. Now, if you really look at it, we had scars. Look at every year. Listen, I want you to understand. I need to go on my phone to show y'all. I sought this out. We had scars. We had zinc. We had Ebola. We had something else. Every 2 years, from 2014, God had me to do some things, to look up something, and he was showing me things, okay? So when we get and have the knowledge, that's why certain things, you're not eating this and not eating that and certain sickness, and, you know, it's something, but Satan has no authority. We have power and authority in the kingdom of God, and like they say, they cut the shutting down the church. They can't shut the church down. We are the church. They shut down the building. And we still, the body of Christ and the church still need to be praying. We have phones. We have Skype today. We have more technology than when Jesus, he said, you'll do greater works than he did. If they understand this, we still can bring forth the power and the glory of God. Okay? We can get on this phone. We can. You can have conference call. We got everything we need. We don't have to be there. You understand, brother? So when they say in the lockdown, some of them need to sit down and be in the presence of God. Some of them people need to understand God is in control. God knows this. And we look in Ecclesiastes chapter, he said, you know, the time and the season. Okay? They so busy, they're running after everything, but they're not running after God. They're not calling on God. They're loving money, friends, watching everything, but not paying attention to God. Not having quiet time, sitting in the presence of God. So God knows what he's doing. It's not the president doing anything. God already know this. We can't get God off. We can't catch God. God says in some, 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He never sleeps in summer. This ain't nothing to God. God knows this. In Psalm 139, he said he know our lying and getting up. So when it's like, God, let this happen. He's trying to get y'all attention because Jesus is coming back. You better be in order. You better be in order. You better have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, because if you're here with the rapture, you don't have accepted him. Come on now. So I would be thanking God. I thank God for everything that's going on. Many will leave this earth because they're not knowledgeable. They're not seeking God through all this right here. They're talking about it. You have everything you need in the Word of God. You have Psalm 91 of the divine protection. You've got the covering of the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony. Revelation 12:11. You got every weapon to fight against anything and to pray for your neighbors, your families, even your enemies. God then gave you that much power and authority, whatever you speak out your mouth. But everybody, stop giving the enemy so much authority and getting fearful, because God have not given us the spirit of fear, but power of the sound mind. They are so fearful of the smallest minute because they have not been in the word of God. Okay? I didn't went out with no gloves. Cleaned up people, touching people. God said, I have you. Isaiah 40, chapter 41, he gave me. Then he gave me 43 to guarantee. Then Joshua 1:9, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Okay, it's so much he have given me that he said, there ain't nothing going to come near you. Psalm 91, he said he won't let a disease, pestle come near your dwelling. And I said, Stop talking about this. Stop being so, not be a timid Christian. Stand bold as a lion, because you have the King of Kings, the great I am. You got it. When you got him, you ain't got to worry about anything. He didn't give you a guarantee. Stand on the promise of God. Amen?
Amen.
I know he told me to call today. That's why I'm on here today.
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called. Because I didn't have your phone number, and I couldn't call you. But now I've got your number.
Listen to me. I couldn't call you. I've been trying to get you on Facebook. It knocks me out. I said, and I had to tell, say, you ain't got no authority. So tonight, I didn't call to get on the radio station. I didn't call, and they never let me on. And you didn't know I was on, but I'm there. And I said, what in the world? I said, okay, God, I'm going to be still. I'm going to sit on my bed. I'm going to sit in the present. And in the time, you know when you need me to call. So he's been sending me out so to help different organizations to set up to get it in order, to spring forth the word, pray over their land, praying over many people. You know, it's I'm tired, but I'm weak in the flesh and strong in the spirit, okay?
Amen.
Then had a conference call. So I said, now it's time. He got me. He said, it's your time. So I'm back, brother.
Well, that's good.
I'm back.
Good. I'm glad
Amen.
To have you. I'm glad to have you back. Missed you.
I'm back, brother. It was not on me. It wasn't on me, you know. I apologize. I can say this. I apologize. But it's some things that was trying to hinder, and I had to depend on God on everything. Because I know I get on the radio with my brother. We have the most glorious time. We had a lot of things that tried to stop it. But God is on his throne. So now tonight he got me calling, and it's funny. And if I look at Psalm 20 and Proverbs 20, and go to certain scripture on the 20th, he let me know certain things. And it's funny, he's an awesome guy because I've been out today, and he just, you know, it's just him to encourage and uplift people because and God is telling them, I have your life. I have you. I know you. And I told him, like in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plan and purpose I have for you, plans to prosper and a plan to prosper and not harm you, the plans you hope in the future. God didn't give you a hope to be scared or timid or what's going on and panicking, running in stores and just doing foolish things. We're children of a king, the King of Kings. We have
Amen.
So much authority. We're ambassadors of Christ, and we represent him. And just because they said that we're not from this world. If we're not from this
That's
world,
right.
why none of this stuff is going to catch us off guard? We ought to say, thank you, Lord. Now let us go down. Let's get on my knees
Amen.
And go to the master. I don't need to go to no pastor. I need to go to the master. I told him, don't call
That's
the pastor.
Right.
Call the master before you come talk to me.
Man.
I'm a mere human being, and I won't get in front of God because he'll let nothing get his glory. Nobody. Okay?
That's right.
Pastor told me don't call him. Then we make y'all laugh tonight, ladies, brothers. He said, Pastor Wanda said don't call the pastor, call the master. I said, have you called? You talk to Jesus before you call me. So hold up. Let me get off the phone. I want you to go repent, go back to him first because he's not secondary. He's first. Uno, one, number one. So I just want to talk to y'all now. Y'all talk to me now. Hallelujah.
Now, who's the one with the master plan? Jesus.
Jesus.
That's right.
That's brother.
Right.
Who are you? I can't remember who.
My name is Bean.
Who?
Like everybody knows me by Beanie.
Hey, Bean. This is Sister Wanda. Everybody know me by Peter.
All right.
Because they say I fight it for every breath to live, and Jesus healed me. And they gave me that name with one string of hair, and they said I'd never make it out of the hospital. So that's why I got that name. So
Amen.
It's a blessing to meet my brother Bean, and I haven't heard your voice as well. So I'll be back, and Pastor, you got my number. You can get to Beam, and listen, I need your number and for you to text it because I've been calling at your other number, and I can't get on your Facebook.
Okay, let me give you my home number. Okay, and
all right, you want to text it? Okay, hold on, let me get a pen because I got computers and everything in front of me because I was looking at the coroner, the World Health Organization. I've been looking at a lot of different stuff. All right, now, Pastor, and I'm finna lock my phone. Pastor KP. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, brother.
Okay, here you go. It's 210.
210.
267.
267.
1863.
1-866-1-863. How is my brother? Where my other brother at, Pastor?
You talking about Tony?
Dad, where is he at?
He's in the living room. Hopefully he'll come.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm gonna say hi to you.
Yeah, okay, tell him. Let me put him on the phone. Let me talk, speak to him. It's a glorious day. Hallelujah. All glory goes to God.
Let me see if I can get him to come in here and say hi to you.
All right. He's going to come.
Hey.
Good boy, yellow.
Good day.
We'll be doing live. It's us live. We're doing live.
Here he comes.
I know he coming. And Pastor, I want to talk to both of y'all. I want to come back in Jesus' name. We pray about it. I want to come back and do the women ministry. I need to, because he even gave me a lot of stuff on dealing with helping women.
Wanda.
So that's what he did. Hey, hallelujah, beautiful man of God. You know,
how
I've been praying for all of you.
Sure.
Bless. I just got finished telling them.
One moment. We have to take care of something. We need to throw Ashley out of our chat room because she's posting people's phone numbers, and that's against our rules and regulations. So she's going to have to go
Part don't take care.
Rainbow Ministries.
Okay.
So
okay,
how are you doing,
ahead, brother.
Sister Wanda? Being blessed,
I'm blessed,
I hope. I heard you were
so grateful to hear my brother. So thankful and grateful that God, we see you here. We are still here to give God glory. I miss you all. I miss you. I wouldn't lie to you. I miss you.
I am so glad you are back. I am just blessed to
see
your voice.
I need to talk to both of y'all. I can come back on one night. Okay, I can come through the week. I want to come back with the women ministry because, you know, that's why I've been in women conference. A lot of things. I got somebody from another radio station calling, but I'm not going to answer. In Jesus' name, I can talk to them after. Because God let me call and get in today. Okay? I got three. God gave me four phones now. Four phones, and I'd like to come back because we need it. Okay? Tony?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sitting right here, and I'm just so blessed that you're back, and we can't wait to have you on regularly. I'm going to go back to what I was doing.
I can come back on regularly. I have three computers. Pastor, I still got things for you. I have one of them, something happened to it. I got two working, and people are working on certain things. And it's a lot. I can't talk too much on this radio because it's nighttime to tell you certain things, but I want y'all to call me after we on the radio station so we can sit down and talk, okay? Sit and talk and pray, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, beautiful man, beautiful man. You be blessed
all
in
right.
Jesus' name.
I gotta bring on another caller. Okay, you've been waiting
all right,
a little while here. Okay. Hey,
okay.
Doug, how you doing?
Doing. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. So what's going on tonight? I hear Pastor Wanda there. Pastor Wanda. Yeah.
Yes,
she's
I'm
pretty
back.
Good.
Yes,
he's
I'm
good.
Back. It's him good. Only one good is God.
Yeah.
And how are you, brother?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, Pastor Wanda.
I'm liking it.
We can always women's ministry like on a Wednesday like we used to do before. Can you do it on a Wednesday?
Let's do it on Wednesday. Let's do it.
That'd be good. That'd be great.
I'm coming back Wednesday. I'm getting everything off my schedule. Because, see, when we go on this shutdown, a lot of people got to be encouraged. Women, men, everybody needs to be encouraged.
Back with the master plan.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, we
okay,
started tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
That
yeah,
was Beanie.
That's right. That's right.
We'll bring
thank
the women's ministry back on a Wednesday. Okay?
It's Pastor
way,
Wanda coming back with the
master. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I'm back. I'll be back on with the radio station, Women of God. Daughter of a King, okay?
Yep, amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let's do this.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh.
And,
hi, everybody.
Because it's a women's ministry doesn't mean your men can't call in and you can't.
Yeah, they can call in. Long as they respect and not to judge and because, see, it's for the hurt. And if women have more issues than men and, you know, and want to encourage them to be strong women of God. because you don't never know what God has their call. Just like I told a lot of people, you don't know the rank. Listen to me. Let me tell you what God reminded me. I was sitting there talking, and a person said, you don't know the rank. That means what position God has a person in. Not just because we're pastors. God might have somebody so close to him that they's the one intercede for somebody and go before God every day. You don't know the rank that you have with – we don't know the rank that God has with certain people. And I told them, don't look at that person. You don't know what's inside of them, what they've been pouring out to God, just like a man. And that's why we got to keep everybody uplifted. And they said, well, I never thought about that. We got to tote their crowns to get where they need to be because we have our crown. And we have to tote their crowns to get them where God wants them to be. Okay? We're daughters of King, and y'all are son of King. And you have to have your crown. And if you can't help that person keep their crown up, or if they fall or slip or make a mistake, you got to help them keep their crown on. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. I hear you.
Show you. That's right. Amen.
Amen. You know, amen, brothers. I miss y'all. I miss talking to y'all and keeping each other encouraged. And, you know, I didn't call pastor. I was a pastor.
Show you.
And I used to call pastor and talk to him and when we go to pass. And
where you been?
I thank you, pastor, for being there in the hardest time. I have to give honor where honor is due. See, when we keep giving God honor, I thank God for you. Even when my daughter passed, you was there and never saw me. You never saw me, and you kept me uplifting, and you asked a question. And you asked a question. You said you're the first one ever answered in Genesis 3:16.
Yeah.
And you said, wait a minute, you know the word.
Yeah.
And I gave you a testimony, and I went back to
the earth
saying you was there when you showed me the love of Christ. See, and it's a kingdom connection, just like with my brother Bean with Tony, all this kingdom connection. And even when God had me to call to talk
brother
to you.
Brother Bean.
Brother Bean, yeah, Brother Bean. Even when God told me about the ones that would turn on you. You remember that, Pastor?
Yeah,
sure
you are.
I told, and when God allowed me to be in your life, and you and mine, and never met each other, and then certain people was trying to bring you down, but God kept telling me to keep uplifting you, even when I was hurting. In the hurt, for the hurtful thing is when they go against the body, and you don't go against the leader, and you never use a person's name. But God had kept me to keep you uplifted, because when I was down and out, he sent you to be God's mouthpiece, because I didn't have to see you. I heard in the spirit realm. And even in the spirit realm, when you had uplifted me and helped others, then certain people turned on you. But I was still there. I would not leave you. He would have me to call you in the time of need. You see, we don't do tit for tat. And God said, call and check on pastor. Call. And then and I said, God is going
to
move them from you. Move. And he did. He's going to always, you do with the will of the Lord, with the will of God, not the will of Pastor King.
That's right.
And I give all honor and glory to God.
That's right.
I give all honor and
Pastor
glory to
King.
God. Okay?
Amen.
And Pastor, Brother Dean, the same as you. You keep it all people uplifted, and people don't understand, and you just be strong. But all of us be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, because we work for the highest authority there is, the Almighty, and nothing, no one can stop us. And that's what God wants me to tell you. He's been sending me a lot of things, so that's why tonight he just said, encourage him. Give thanks what thanks
is due.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. I love y'all.
Love you too, Wanda. Pastor Wanda, love
I'm
you
not
too.
Gone. I'm not gone. I'm staying on tonight. I'm staying on.
Okay. Well, let's see. I got a prophetic word I'd like to give. Okay.
Amen.
For tonight, the Father said today, I'm acting and moving in your life this day to bring blessing and promotion. Step into the dynamic reality of what I'm doing in your behalf. I am working always with you and never against you as you yield yourself as an instrument through which my glory might resonate. You are fearfully, and wonderfully made as a father. Of all the processes and activities taking place in your natural body at the same time, know that likewise I am not doing just one thing in your life, but many. I am not a God of sameness or dead uniformity. I am the God that never planted anything in a row. Regimented thinking is the refuge of those immersed in a dead religion. Come out of the tombs in religious homogeny and partake of the new wine of my spirit that requires
diarrhea,
wineskin.
I say to you, let go of the old wisdoms of religious reflection and hear my voice silence between your own thoughts. The choreography of an internal life is coursing through your blood at this moment, not only to bring you forward, but to establish and bless you right where you are. I'm not intimidated, neither do I hold myself aloof from the very mundane things going on in your life. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. Refuse to allow anyone to convince you that I am not fully anointed to the very faintest concern of your heart. I am here.
Not right.
I'm moving to bless and to keep you. Accept that as the most basic
Higgins,
truth.
Right?
Look for me under every blade of grass, behind
Higgins?
Every and in every situation and circumstance.
Right?
Yea, the very fullness of the Godhead
fucking
is present
fraud, motherfucker.
In your infinite life. Okay. And within the boundaries of all
can
that
you stop
are
cussing?
To establish my favor and blessing upon everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
I bind that shield up in the mighty name of Jesus and call forth the fire of God. This is a
Amen. Somebody was cussing right there.
I love Pastor
Wanda,
man.
You
better stop cussing.
You have no authority in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover this ministry. I cover each ear.
That's right.
Everyone
I love you, man. I'm not
you cussing.
What?
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Wong is
awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
That was good.
Thank
hell
you, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Give me a hell yeah. Jesus.
Are you drunk again?
No, I stopped drinking.
It sounds like you're drunk, man. You were cussing while they were doing the prophetic word, and that was uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
Satan has no authority over this radio station.
That's
over
right.
No hearing.
That's right.
Hey, we're not
Pastor Wander, are you admonishing me?
Don't
admonish me, Pastor Bitch Wanda.
I didn't admonish you. I said Satan has no authority.
I thought Ken was going to mute Doug if he ever cussed again.
Come on now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pastor Wanda.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not sorry to Higgins.
Thank you, Father God.
Okay.
Diarrhea, Doug.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we got a couple minutes left here of the program. Okay. Huh?
You didn't get finished, Pastor.
You too, if he's talking like
you didn't get finished with the prophetic word.
Respectful. Cut him off.
Okay.
Bye, Doug.
Pastor, you didn't.
Wanda, sorry about that. We're sorry about that. We're trying to control the profanity on this station. We
I
really are.
It.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
Listen, God, he
it won't happen
do this.
Again.
That's fine. Listen, this ain't just only any time the word go forth and giving thanks to God. He got to come get distraction. But listen, you need to get things with that prophetic word. It's all right. I've been hanging
Amen.
Going to churches and spouting stuff like that. And I say I have to call on the Lord. So don't, that's all right, brother. We ain't going to let nobody get disrespected. We're gonna stay in kingdom mindset. And that's
Amen.
Why he got me to set it down. Kingdom mindset, this kingdom business we're doing. So get finished with that prophetic word before you get off because it got to be heard today. Somebody needs
yeah,
to
you got
to
do it again, Pastor Ken.
Go ahead. I'm putting my phone on mute, but I'm still here, okay? Anything
Same
that comes
here.
On there, that's, I'm finna pray while you speaking, okay? Go ahead.
Okay, you want me to do it again?
that God wants to
get that
word out. Get it out.
Okay. Here's the prophetic word again. Okay. The Father says today, I'm acting and moving in your life this day to bring blessing and promotion. So step into the dynamic reality of what I am doing in your behalf. I am working always with you and never against you as you yield yourself as an instrument through which my glory might resonate. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, says the Father. All the process and activities taking place in your natural body at the same time. Know that likewise I am not doing just one thing in your life but many. I am not a God of sameness or dead in uniformity. I am the God that never planted anything in a row. Regimented thinking is a refuge of those immersed in the dead religion. Come out of the tombs of religious homogeneity and partake of a new wine of my spirit that requires a new wineskin. I say to you, let go of the old wisdoms and religious reflections and hear my voice speaking dynamically in the silence between your own thoughts. The choreography of the eternal life is coursing through your blood this moment, not only to bring you forward, but to establish and bless you right where you are. I am not intimidated, neither do I hold myself aloof from the very mundane things going on in your life. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Refuse to allow anyone to convince you that I am not fully and intimately attuned to your very faintest concern of your heart. I am here. I am moving to bless and keep you. Accept that as the most basic truth and look for me under every blade of grass, behind every door, and in every situation and circumstance. Yea, the very fullness of the God that is present and working in your infinite life and within the boundaries of all that you represent in your person to establish. My favor and blessing upon everything that you do, says the Lord. Amen. Well, this prophetic message goes out to those
Amen.
Who need it, and you know who you are. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Amen. Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Okay.
That was good.
Okay, brother. I love you all. Pastor, you call me. I'm going to go anoint myself right now and talk, and you give me a call in an hour in Jesus' name.
We'll do so. I got your number written down so I can do so. Okay?
All right. Everybody, God
bless you.
All right.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Wanda. Thank you for
calling
in.
God bless you, Pastor Wanda. God bless.
We'll get this woman's ministry going back again.
This Wednesday, in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen.
We'll talk tonight.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, love you.
Amen.
God bless. Love you.
God bless.
Amen. Woo. What's up, Pastor?
All righty. Well, we got a couple minutes left here. I'm going to sit there and say thank you for all my callers, Beanie, Doug, Erico 602 that's listening. Everybody in the chat room, Ashley, internet friend, Jessica Glovney, Crossoff, okay, may God bless you.
May he
keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay, don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio at 8 p.m., okay, followed by Sunday, we're going to have a church service at 5 p.m. Have a blessed night. Goodbye.